Last year, a vision was realised. Australian classical musicians have long played in the major orchestras around the world, and a long-held dream of conductor Alexander Breger was to bring together the best Australian musicians working overseas, bring them all back home to join the best locally based players to all perform together. And the result was the Australian World Orchestra. Well, this year, Alexander set himself a new challenge to make this one-off vision an ongoing enterprise. The orchestra now has an ambitious 2013 program, including three major concerts under the baton of possibly the world's finest conductor, Zubin Mehta. And Alexander Breger is with us again from our Melbourne studios. Alexander, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Bringing back to our shores the best of the best, I suppose, was always going to be a logistical difficulty, wasn't it? Well, I can't possibly travel on that day. There's no possible way I could be in Melbourne. What do you mean, be in Melbourne? No, I can't.
I get it all the time. I'm still getting emails from certain players saying, well, you know, our first rehearsal start on the 29th of October next year. And they say, well, but I'm in Aix-en-Provence on the 28th, and I'll be flying in at, you know, can I get in at 4 o'clock in the morning? And it's a nightmare.
And pardon the pun, but I suspect that many of these musicians are highly strung, aren't they?
Well, I've got to say, they're probably highly strung in their own orchestras, but when they get together with this orchestra, it's the most relaxed orchestra you're ever going to come across. They just adore it, and they love seeing each other. You know, Simone Young, who we all know and adore, and she came and conducted the first performances, the very first performance, I should say, and she looked around the orchestra and she made a joke. She said, look, it's the Australian Youth Orchestra with wrinkles. And that really is what it is like. They've all played and grown up together. Even if they come from different cities around Australia, everyone knows each other. And they get together and, you know, they're hugging and kissing and, you know, what have you been up to for the last 20 years?
Who are we talking about? What are some of the names?
Okay, well, look, if I go to probably the greatest orchestra on earth, that's the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm not sure how many people realise that the principal double bassist of that orchestra is from Canberra. His name is Matt McDonald. Then he's got a fellow Australian violinist there by the name of Stan Dodds. And his brother, Dan Dodds, also plays in the Lucerne Festival Orchestra under Claudio Abbado, and he's coming out as well. Then there's Toby Lee, who's the principal violist of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. There's Andrew Bain, who was the principal of the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, but he's now the principal of the LA Philharmonic Orchestra. There's Michael Mulcahy, who's in the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. There's Lucas Benno, who's the principal of the Gewandhaus Orchestra in Leipzig. I mean, it just goes on and on. And I just don't think Australians realise that there are these musicians around the earth doing this.
No, well, they've realised their great dream, of course, which is to leave these shores and join the world's best orchestras. And there they are. Why on earth do they want to come back?
Oh, because they absolutely adore Australia. And they had their family here. And they, you know, we're very close, Australians, especially the musicians. There aren't all that many of us. And so we're very good friends, and we love to spend time with each other. And it's one thing to play in a big German orchestra and be the only Australian there, but you get them all together and you finally come home and play. It's wonderful. And remember also that a lot of these players have never really even performed in Australia, except in the Australian Youth Orchestra, and then they left, and they've never come back because, of course, they're not in any orchestra here. So they come back for Christmas, or you know, whatever, to see their family and friends, and that's it. So, and also their friends and family don't really get the chance to see them perform because, of course, they're always overseas.
Yeah, okay. All right, it's a great collection of talent, but there are those who would say that a great orchestra is not just great players. It's the way the orchestra together play.
Oh, absolutely.
And as we know from other fields of endeavour, the champion team always beats the team of champions. How do you make the orchestra from these disparate components come together?
Well, we were worried about that, I've got to say, before the first season, in the inaugural season last year. And we thought, what is this orchestra going to sound like? You're absolutely right. I mean, they've all got different sort of techniques now, of course. They've been playing in different countries and you get influenced by that. And then they came together and the sound was unbelievable. It was just beautiful. It was almost sort of European in a way because a lot of them are based there. So it was a different sound from any other orchestra I've heard in Australia, I have to say. And it came together extremely quickly. I suppose it was to do with the fact that they were all desperate to make this work, and they played for their lives all the time, for 6 hours a day throughout all the rehearsals. So I now know that it does work. It sounds incredible. And next year, as you mentioned, we have the possibly one of the greatest conductors alive, Zubin Mehta, coming. And, of course, when someone like that stands in front of a group of people, you can't help but be influenced. It's a bit like a politician, what you were just talking about before with Obama, that when, you know, someone like that gets up and speaks, that people are drawn in, they can't help but listen to it, or him or her.
Well, that's a coup, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Zubin Mehta is, as you rightly say, possibly the world's finest conductor. What persuaded him to become part of the project?
Well, he's a very protected sort of guy. He's very loyal, and he's Indian by background, and he loves Australia. He's been here a few times. He's so famous that even Sir Donald Bradman requested to dine with him when he came out in the 70s. And Mehta, being Indian, is an absolute cricket tragic. So he just absolutely adores it.
A meeting of the Titans, yeah.
I know. We tried to actually get him out last year when India was out, but it just didn't work with his diary. But anyway, we spoke to him about it. He already loved Australia. He wanted to come back here once again. He's been here with his own orchestra, the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra. You know, he's the music director for life of that orchestra. And then he knew a lot of the players. And he thought, God, this sounds like a lot of fun. 1 week with this sort of festival orchestra, no ties, no strings, it's not going to be attached, there's not going to be any stress, it'll be a lot of fun. And then he heard the orchestra, he thought it sounded great, and he said, yeah, I'll come. These are my dates, they're the only dates I've got for the next 10 years. Take it or leave it. So we took it.
All right. We've got, now on the program, we've got, how many concerts are we playing?
We're doing two in Melbourne on the 2nd and 4th of October next year, and one in Sydney on the 3rd of October, in Melbourne at the Hamer Hall, of course, and in Sydney at the Concert Hall at the Opera House.
And any advance word on what we might be hearing?
Oh, yeah, sure. There are two pieces, huge pieces. The first is the Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, which is a massive rhythmical ballet, and it's the 100-year anniversary of that work. Next year, and then Mahler's First Symphony, which of course is adored by so many people. And Mehta is world renowned for conducting those two works. We chose the program very carefully with him. So it's going to be just one of the greatest experiences that Australian concertgoers will experience. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, it will be. Alexander, you're going to need a very long lie down with a couple of Panadol, I think.
You know, after the last season, I got pneumonia. It was so stressful.
Just the body letting go.
It really did let go. Yeah, incredible.
Well, congratulations, as I say.
Thank you so much.
It's a triumph of determination, but also organisation as well.
It is. Thank you.
Congratulations for it. Alexander Brieger is with us again from our Melbourne studios there, bringing together the Australian World Orchestra, and the AWOLO is on tonight and Friday night at the Hamer Hall in the Arts Centre in Melbourne. And there'll be Thursday night at the Sydney Opera House Concert Hall as well. And there are details on the website.